You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by Gulf Coast Bank, your local community bank. Whether your financial needs are for an individual, a business, or for the whole family, Gulf Coast Bank has the knowledge and products to serve you best. With 9 convenient locations throughout Acadiana, you're never far from a friendly Gulf Coast Bank associate.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The International Monetary Fund says it's expecting limp global economic growth this year and next. It sees U.S. growth at 2.1% this year, 1.5% next year. PepsiCo shares are up 1% after its upbeat quarter. Palantir shares are rising up 6%. The data analytics company says it has a new Army contract for artificial intelligence that is worth up to $250 million. General Motors shares are slightly lower. Its labor issues have expanded. The Canadian Auto Workers Union is now on strike against GM. And Hyatt Hotel shares are rallying up 5%. The hotel giant will join the S&P Mid-Cap 400 prior to the opening of trading on Thursday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
Missing, fear to be held hostage in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
My last contact with my mom was Saturday morning around 9:45 a.m. as the terrorists purged into her shelter in her home.
Nahar Netta nearly broke down talking about her.
And I wish for the quick solution for this terrible, terrible situation that all of us are in.
Hamas is holding about 150 people hostage, threatening to kill them as Israel continues to bomb targets.
They have hit 250 locations today inside Gaza, which they say is an infrastructure for the Hamas militants. We've been seeing the rockets going the other way, across us, 5 at one time. Most of them have been knocked down by the Israeli defenses.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Sderot near the border. Sirens have gone off in Tel Aviv, warning of rocket fire, and Hamas has been warning Israelis in the town of Ashkelon to leave. More than 1,000 Israelis have been killed, along with 11 Americans, since Saturday's attack. More than 700 Palestinians are also dead in Gaza. President Biden will speak about the war in 3 hours. He's already called the U.S. and Israel inseparable. The president's talked to the special counsel in a classified documents probe unrelated to the Trump criminal case.
Spokesman Ian Sams says the interview was done at the White House over 2 days. He says the White House and the president are cooperating. The investigation stems from classified documents found at President Biden's Delaware home, as well as his D.C. think tank.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz's documents date back to when he was Senator Biden and then vice president. House Republicans are gathering today trying to get a consensus on who should be House Speaker a week after ousting Kevin McCarthy.
We need to get this done. And we need to get back to work.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells Fox Business they need to unite around him or Jim Jordan by tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
Pure Talk, America's wireless company, is on a mission to alleviate $10 million in military debt by Veterans Day, but they're going to need your help. Now, Pure Talk will donate a percentage of every new order to this great cause. When you make the switch, they make it simple, fast, and easy to their super fast 5G network. Talk, text, plenty of data now, only at $20 a month. Do it right now. Dial pound 250. Say the keyword, save now. Make the switch to Pure Talk and you can help.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Your code for this hour is 778. That's 778.
What's dangerous and stupid and can cost you 25 grand? Excavating without calling Louisiana One Call. So dial 811 before you dig. It's the law.
Acadiana Center for the Arts is our cultural and artistic hub, serving 8 parishes through community development, education, live performance, film, and exhibitions. For information on getting involved in upcoming events, call 233-7060. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us as we ease in 4 days away from Election Day. 4 days. Will the people stand up against the good old boy network system? Will we beat back all the system that's been crushing us? Will we beat the candidates that the good old boy network is putting out there as really good Republicans and how sweet they are, and as they mail and nasty up the races? We can see through it, folks. We got to be able to see through it. Anyway, welcome back. Moon Graffon, 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management. Speaking of having to fight off the good old boy network and one of the nastiest campaigns run against somebody, we welcome Representative Alan Seaball, who's running Alan Senate District 31.
31.
Hey, I got one of them. And I'm telling you, I've had so many people on. A guy, boy, Alan, you have had to put up with the lies and the trial lawyers and the good old boy network and the Taylor Townsend law firm and all these people that hate the state, but they love the money they make off of it. You've had to put up with probably more than anybody.
Well, I have, and the bottom line is they hadn't told the truth about me yet. And, you know, we're count by our count, there's somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000 they've spent in this race, all to promote lies and tell people that things aren't really what they are. The funny thing to me is they run these series of ads blaming me for the high cost of auto insurance.
Oh my God.
Everybody knows the reason insurance rates are high is on the billboards. And when you got guys like Gordon McKernan and Morris Bart giving $150,000 to a PAC to run negative attack ads against me and lie about my record. It just really shows you how deep that some of these people will dig to distort the truth and try to keep their hands on power. It's all about money. And in this case, it's all about trial lawyers trying to keep their grips on the throats of the people of Louisiana. Because, I mean, look, they get their big judgments. Insurance companies have to raise your rates to pay their judgments. Mm-hmm. And then somehow they're trying to blame that on me. I don't think the people of Northwest Louisiana are that stupid. In fact, they've been hitting me with these same attacks for weeks, and my numbers have been going up as they do it. So, I think people are seeing through the clutter. They're starting to see the fact that, you know, all the conservatives are backing me, and the people backing my opponent are trial lawyers, liberal Democrats, and labor unions. Oh, and the Environmental Defense Fund has now chimed in. They're doing mailers for my opponent. And if you don't know who that is, look up the Environmental Defense Fund. They're the number one group out of D.C. that's trying to shut down the oil and gas industry. They're now chiming in to support my opponent.
You know, so McConathy has the trial lawyers who are selfish, could care less about the people in Northwest Louisiana. They don't care. They care about their money and their money coming in. And so now we got the Green New Deal supporting McConathy. And you've gotten every single conservative, pro-business endorsement in the state of Louisiana. He's got none. He's got labor unions. And it's amazing what they're trying to do to you, Alan. I believe the people in Northwest Louisiana are smart. They're older voters. And if they can, you can like a guy, but if he was the guy they think he is, why ain't he telling them, no, I don't want that support?
No, he actually is going the other way. He said, I'm fine with it. I believe the quote was, I'm good with it. So, yeah, he's not running away from it. He's embracing it. And, you know, but the more and more over the last several weeks, I've had people say, hey, I had a McConathy sign in my yard. I know him. I was planning to vote for him until I looked into his record. I looked into who's supporting him. And, you know, you can't get away from it. Now, they're actually running ads saying he's a basketball coach and he can't be bought.
Well,
he's absolutely bought and paid for. He is bought and paid for by the trial lawyers and the labor unions and the left. Yep. Bought and paid for. The only question is whether he's smart enough to figure it out before Election Day. But the fact is, he's not his own man. He's running a campaign that is bought and paid for by the left for the sole purpose of trying to keep me out of the Senate.
Alan, it's a little bit more than that. I know they want to keep out the Senate. But I figured it out by watching Blake Miguez go through the same thing with the Good Old Boy Network here. The people out of supporting Coach are selfish as hell. They don't care about the people in District 31. They don't give a damn about them. They care about their money. Their money, their money, their money, their selfishness. They don't care if everybody in that district moved out. They want their money. Those people, and up through Townsend and Gaddy and the rest of them, they don't give a dang about those people. You do. So they're supporting the guy where the coach will. He's going to be loyal to the people who don't care about the state and don't care about those people. They don't.
And that's correct. And look, that's why I'm very proud to be able to stand here and say that I've been endorsed by Congressman Mike Johnson, Jeff Landry, the NRA, Louisiana Right to Life, LIB, the NFIB, the truckers, the Motor Transport Association, the loggers, every group that actually cares about trying to make Louisiana better, the ones who are fighting for lower insurance, the ones who are fighting to lower taxes and create jobs and fight crime and do all the things that we know need to be done to Louisiana, are all supporting me. And the fact is, the people supporting my opponent are the ones who don't want Louisiana to change. They're the ones making money off the system. They're laughing all the way to the bank. And you know, we've got to fix Louisiana. We're going to have a new governor. I think it's going to be Jeff Landry. And we're going to need to give him a team to go in there and be able to make the changes to fix things. Because if we elect Jeff Landry and then send people like my opponent and Blake's opponent to Baton Rouge, not much is going to change. We've got to send a good conservative governor, but we've also got to give him a good conservative Senate. The House is going to be fine, but we've got to send him a good conservative Senate that he can work with so we can actually pass some of this stuff.
Yeah, that's why it just hit me the other day. People like you and Miguez are going through the system. They're so nasty. They're so pitiful. But they don't really care about the people in the district. They want their money. They have made their money off of government deals. And they know you might stop them deals. But the good people in District 31, they don't like. Understand, McConathy may like you, but he's not going to be the guy pulling the button. It's going to be the people that hate you. They can care less about you. Alan, I know you care. Alan, yeah, Lamar, go ahead. You make a comment.
No, I was going to say the bottom line is he's going to do what he's told. And you know, when you put $500,000 to $700,000 behind a candidate, he is not his own man. He's bought and paid for, and he's going to do whatever they tell him to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Alan, event tomorrow night. I'm going to meet you, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. What we got going on tomorrow, tell folks, because it's open to the public. Anybody can come.
Open to the public is in Manny, Louisiana, at Sabine Medical Center Conference Center. In Manny, Louisiana, Moon, you and I are going to be there tomorrow, Wednesday evening, October 11, 5:30, 7 p.m. We got Big Mo's Barbecue Catering, free and open to the public. Y'all come and come check it out. We got, I know Moon will be in top form, and we're winding the election down. This will be my last public event before Election Day, Election Night. I'm having a private one up here on Thursday in Bossier, but this will be my last public event. And you know, we're looking forward to it. We're winding the place down. I thought it'd be good to end the campaign in Sabine Parish. My dad grew up there. They've opened their arms and been absolutely great to me from the beginning. And the people of Manny have just been very welcoming and opening to us. It's a beautiful venue. It's a beautiful city. And we're going to finish this one out with Moon Griffon at the Sabine Medical Center with Big Mo's Barbecue Wednesday, tomorrow evening, 5:30 p.m. If you need more information, go to my Facebook page, Alan Seaball for State Senate. All the information is posted on my Facebook page.
Yeah, Alan, if people really knew the fight that you're in, and I'm telling you, if I could talk to every one of the voters and sit down with them and say, here's the system. If you listen to me, you're a Donald Trump voter. Look at what we're trying to do to change. Don't keep Louisiana on the same track. And Coach doesn't understand. He doesn't know what they're doing. And the bottom line is he's being very naive. The people that are controlling him, they only want their money. You got to understand what they're doing. We got to change Louisiana. The Senate has been a death nail. We watched it with Cortez in there. The death nail. And you got all these big lawyer companies that are giving this money to beat you, not to mention the new Green Deal now. And I'm saying you can like a person and not vote for him. Nobody knows when you close that curtain who you're voting for anyway. I mean, come on, Alan. I could tell you, hey, Alan, I voted for you, and I'm going, I ain't vote for him, but I like Alan. You can say, hey, Coach, I voted for you. And you can vote for him. I like Coach, but I voted for a guy who's going to change the state. If this was a basketball job, I would not vote for you. But it's not a basketball job. This is a job we need experience. And we need somebody other than the good old network and the trial lawyers destroying this state. And they have made a lot of money. And we have lost our children.
Well, yes, that's right. I mean, insurance rates are through the roof. But it's not just insurance rates. It's killing jobs. Trucking companies are leaving Louisiana. Loggers are shutting down because they can't afford the price of insurance on their trucks. Businesses are literally moving out of Louisiana, making Louisiana residents unemployed. Because of the trial lawyers, they're an absolute drain on society. They're a drain on our economy. They're a drain on everybody except their own pocketbooks, and they don't care. Nope. And the amount of money that they're spending in this election against me and Valerie Hodges and Blake Miguez and Rick Edmonds and Ray Garofalo and some other good conservatives, it really shows you how hard they'll fight to keep their grip on your tax dollars, on your money. And we've got to fix Louisiana. And look, the fact of the matter is, I've been there for a while, and I've been sitting there for 8 years playing defense against John Bel Edwards. I've been watching the things that he's trying to do and the things that he's done to Louisiana. We've got to start rolling that ball backwards. We've got to start rolling that back, or we're going to sink. And, you know, people, there's a cliche, Louisiana's at a crossroads. I don't think we're at a crossroads. I think we're at the end of the road. We cannot kick this can any further down the road. Whatever cliche you want, we're done. If we don't fix this right now, the rest of the South is going to leave us behind. And we're going to be the oasis in the middle. That's a bad example, not an oasis. We're going to be the desert in the middle of the oasis. We're going to be the one place that people are leaving, the one place that doesn't have jobs. When hundreds of billions of dollars are leaving high-tax states and moving to the South, whether it's investment, it's jobs, it's everything else, they're not coming to Louisiana. We've got one more chance to fix this. I think Jeff Landry's going to do it. And we need people in the Senate that are helping him push that agenda and help him get that through. And there's one candidate in the District 31 race that's willing to do that, that understands the problems and with the ability to step in and do the job. And look, my record's good. I've been endorsed by every conservative group. I've won awards, Legislator of the Year 3 times. I actually have been there. I fought the fight. I got the battle scars. And I know what it takes to change Louisiana. Just need the chance to go do it.
All right, Alan Seaball, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Sabine Medical Center, 5:30 in Manny, Louisiana. See you tomorrow night.
All right, we'll be right back.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook.
First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly a million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly a million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State. Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize a future of family, community, and prosperity. Not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
This is Moon Grafana. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Grafana Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. Hey, folks, if you hadn't been to Shucks in Abbeville, you've never been to Shucks. Let me tell you, Go to Shucks in Abbeville. You want fresh seafood? They have it. You want a great atmosphere and great service? Shucks. Shucks does a great job. Man, every time I bring Maddie Brandon, she's eating fried fish or fried shrimp. The other day, they had a special, Brandon. It was a red snapper with grilled crawfish on it.
Stop it, man. Stop it. You're making me hungry.
With grilled vegetables and a salad.
Hey, look, I can appreciate that too.
And guess what? Just like everybody else, they got soft shell crabs this time of year. Shucks is great, folks, for big crowds. They got bands on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. They got outdoor seating that they have heat and air depending on what you're needing. Shucks, you don't know what you're missing. Catering, you bet. Big groups, small groups, they do it all. Check out my friends at Shucks. We are honored to have former Congressman Billy Tozan joins us. Billy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Moon. How are you?
Billy, you must be doing pretty good. I can't get on you no more, but you must be exciting, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. There's a life after politics, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I'm just laughing about it. But anyway, you called. You wanted to make a big endorsement in the governor's race. And why do you feel like this is important? Go ahead.
Oh, my God, Moon, I've never seen such a bad set of statistics about our state right now. We're losing, in the last several years, 67,000 of our best and brightest. They're leaving the state because there's no opportunity here anymore. And you know, we've got to literally make some big changes in our state. Somebody said it best. We got to start growing up and building a state that's safer, more economically strong for our children to decide to stay with us here instead of leaving. That's a big tipping point in the history of the state.
So who do you like?
Well, let me tell you, I think I want to describe that first.
Okay.
You know, when you're at a bad place like that, you really need somebody with experience and skill. And there are a number of interesting candidates running. There's one with national experience, and more importantly, one who served in a statewide position, that is run statewide and understands our state. In the position he's in right now as our Attorney General, Jeff Landry was chosen by both Democrat and Republican state attorney generals across America to be their president, to represent them. That's a signal. This is a man that's got both national and state experience and has been recognized by both parties as a leader. Boy, what a combination. I'm encouraging all our citizens strongly consider Jeff Landry to be our next governor. We cannot elect anything less than that quality of standard. I've come to know him personally. The last time I think you and I were together, Jeff and I came to your show to,
yeah, you did,
to endorse Clay Higgins for re-election as our congressman. And Jeff and I have come to know each other personally over many years now. And, I look past all of the noise you hear in a political campaign. I know this man. He's a man of faith, a family. He's got an incredible record of accomplishment as Attorney General. I just think it's exactly the right thing for us to do on Saturday. So I urge everyone to strongly consider a vote for Jeff Landry as our next governor.
You know, Billy, if people would have listened to me for 30 years on the air, we wouldn't be in this problem.
Well, I'm just so frustrated
to watch it happen. And yet, here we go. We got to have a big change.
Yeah, we really do. And we could slip away into a really dysfunctional state if we don't make a big change right now. 49% of the babies that are born in our state are being born to what we call very seriously economically depressed families. That is, they're defined by the national government as families without opportunity. 49%. And that's because our best and our brightest are leaving. 67,000 of our citizens since 2022. 67,000. Yeah.
Billy, just because of time, I got to go, man. I appreciate you calling in. God bless you.
You got it, Moon, and keep it up. You're doing a great job for us.
Thank you, sir. I'll take a quick break.
Son, Tuda had a bright future, but his life was taken by someone who should have never been on the streets. Just a senseless crime.
My daughter was excited about the future. All of a sudden, we heard a pop. Landry bent over and screamed, "Help me." That's when I knew it was a scream that you never forget. I grabbed her and said, "I'm here. Mama's here. Tell me what's wrong." And she never said another word.
There's no justice when murderers are allowed to walk free.
Jeff Landry knows where the system's broken and wants to make our state safer.
Jeff Landry was a police officer and a sheriff's deputy, and he knows what's wrong with our criminal justice system.
Jeff Landry wants to fix the system.
Jeff Landry will hold everyone accountable. He will make our streets safe again.
We need a law and order governor.
That's why I'm supporting Jeff Landry for governor.
Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
Joe Biden wanted to stop oil and gas jobs in the Gulf of Mexico. But Liz Merle fought for us and blocked Biden's left-wing ban on oil and gas leasing. Liz whipped sleepy Joe Biden's lawyers. But we know they'll try again. Liz will be ready and will never back down. For Attorney General, vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter. Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running for Secretary of State. I'm going to work as hard for you as I did with the great people that helped me build a leading energy business. We worked together as a team, and we got the job done. In Louisiana, we don't run from the challenges in front of us. We roll up our sleeves, and we get the job done. I believe in you, and together, we can move Louisiana forward. Vote for Mike Francis for Secretary of State. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, online at matthewjames.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is a Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management hotline. Hey, MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. You've heard me talk about Matthew James for a long time, but my friend John Blanchard is the guy that can take care of you. If you're looking to retire, you're looking to put that nest egg. You know, there are people putting back money but never want to retire. He's your guy. He would look at your situation different than a guy like me that maybe not, because I'm one of those guys that don't want to retire. But I'm just saying, he takes you personally and gets you to the next level. He understands the tax code. People think, got all this money, I ain't going to pay no taxes now when I get older. Not true. Talk to John Blanchard at MatthewJames.com, MatthewJames.com. He understands the tax code. He understands inflation. He understands what the world events and how they affect you as somebody that you really, really want to stick to. Let's jump gears. We are going to District 64 out of the Baton Rouge area. I say area, the surrounding area. Frog Talbot joins us. Frog, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. What? Give a little background. People that don't know you, give a little background on who you are.
You know, I'm a conservative Republican. I currently serve on the Livingston Parish Council representing District 2, which is the Watson area. Previously served on Livingston Parish Rec District 2. I've been a councilman almost 8 years now. This is the end of my second term, and I chose not to run for re-election on the council. Chose to run for legislature for Ms. Hodges, term limited. Ms. Hodges was term limited, so I chose to run for her seat. Currently serve on the State Central Committee and the Livingston Parish Republican Executive Committee.
Yeah, you. So let me ask you a quick question, Frog. What are you plan? If you're running for the House, you got to plan on running for a reason. What do you see as the reason you're running, and what changes you want to make?
Well, I mean, look, there's been a Southern Renaissance happening since COVID, and we're not participating in the state of Louisiana. I am a businessman. I mean, I look at our tax code and the reforms that need to happen within the legislature. I look at what I pay for my insurance and my personal my business. And it's ridiculous. I own five gas trucks and six gas tankers that run the road every day. It costs me $200,000 for the first truck rolls off my truck stop parking lot to go deliver a load of fuel. That's ridiculous. And that exists because of our tort system and what we let attorneys get away with. And look, I think to resolve the tax reform, you know, the tax reform issue and overhaul our system, a comprehensive system, is that we're going to need a constitutional convention. I mean, what was great to be mandated in 1973 is not necessarily what we need to be spending our money on 50 years later. And I think it's going to be hard to address the budget issues that we have going on in Baton Rouge without a overhaul of the constitutional convention, not to mention education. You know, the funny thing, when I'm looking at Council District 2, I live in Watson. We got great schools in Livingston Parish. Live Oak High School is one of the top high schools in the state. But when I go over into East Baton Rouge Parish, which the Pride, Baywood, Taneyville area sits over there, in that District 64 represents, we got Northeast High School. Going between the schools is like the haves and the have-nots. And we've got to fix our education system. You know, a zip code should not determine, you know, the quality of a child's education. And so I think there's just a lot of things that need to happen. I think that we're getting ready to have a conservative Republican governor, a conservative Republican supermajority in the House, a conservative Republican supermajority in the Senate. And on the campaign trail, I listen to my friend Rick Evans tell you this all the time. We've been playing defense for 8 years. And I just think there's a great opportunity now to move forward. And so I just feel like I need to bring my business approach to government to Baton Rouge to address the issues that exist nowadays.
But you know, Frog Talbot, my special guest running for House District 64. Now, Frog, I want to back up on something because, and you know, I always check out you guys before you come on. And something I'm trying to figure out. Now, you say you're a small business guy, and I can't argue with that. You say you're conservative, but I can't argue a little bit with that, because it was you and a lot of other ones in mincing them that were pushing this 1 cent sales tax that got beat. And you supported mosquito taxes in the past. You supported a lot of taxes. Buddy mentioned. So my question is, I'm trying to figure out, not you, but everybody like you that says, I'm a conservative, but you've supported a lot of taxes in the past. And how do you justify that?
Okay, so let's talk about the difference between what's going on in local government and what's going on in Baton Rouge, okay? Local government cannot impose a tax on anybody. I can't impose a tax. There were people that wanted me to put mosquito abatement up. We put it up on a much smaller scale than it had been before. I mean, I could have.
Yeah, but hold up, though. My question is, if you claim to be a conservative, it just seems like to me you would act like one and figure out another. What about the 1 cent sales tax? You'd have put everybody at 11% in that area. That's a lot, Frog. I'm using your voice, what you did, and what you say.
10.5. Here's the deal. So, Tangipahoa, Ascension, EBR have already passed the same tax that the Livingston Parish School Board had proposed. Our teachers are leaving. We're not talking about leaving for a couple $1,000s. I got a friend of mine whose daughter she lives in Walker, teaches in the Santa Ma area. $10,000 a difference between the checks she brings home for Ascension and the checks she brings home in Livingston Parish. So we're losing good teachers. Schools are the economic driver of Livingston Parish. We are a bedroom community. All I did was say that if we want to keep our teachers, we got to support the 1 cent sales tax. I didn't propose the tax. I just said if we want to keep our teachers, we can do it.
As a conservative, that just seems out of whack. That's all I'm saying. Let me ask you a question. Asked every candidate. You're not the first one I'm asking. There's a pledge out there that people are trying to get signed. We saw what happened with Shake Snyder last time. I'm telling you, what they did last time can never happen again. So there's a pledge. We're trying to get people to sign it, saying, I'm going to stick with the Republican I'm going to vote with the Republican when it comes to Speaker of the House, with the Republican Party. Have you signed that pledge? If you have or have not, why?
Okay, I haven't signed a pledge because it says that we're going to go with the party's going to pick somebody. Nobody's going to vote for me. Let me tell you what my intention is. My intention is if I'm elected, when we sit in that room, we're going to wreck a Republican speaker. And I'm never going to vote for a speaker that goes across the aisle.
But hold up, though, Frog. Elected. You're not signing a sheet of paper saying you would do that? By the way,
the paper that Representative Johnson sent out does not exactly say that. What I'm telling you,
I think it's pretty plain.
Bro,
I got a copy of it. I'm just telling you that if you don't sign it, you might be another Clay Shakesnotter.
I'm going to vote for a Republican speaker, and I'm not going to vote for somebody that goes across the aisle to get Democratic votes. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but you're saying that, but Buddy Mincy did the same thing. Buddy did the same thing.
Well,
he went across
Buddy
that.
Mincy. I'm Gary Frog.
But why wouldn't you sign
Buddy
it?
Mincy.
Why wouldn't you? I'm just asking. Why wouldn't you? It seems like a no-brainer. How about that?
Well, read the exactly. I mean, I got an email on the. Read exactly what it says. Read exactly what the paper says.
I did read what it said. I said if I was running, I'd sign it and be happy.
What does it say?
Say what?
You got it with you.
I don't have it sitting right in front of me, but I've read it. Okay. I've read it several times.
What it says is that the Republicans are going to choose a speaker.
Well, Frog, they're going to choose it among the Republicans. That's all they're saying. Okay, we're going to stay here to group.
Okay, hypothetically, there's going to be 4 or 5 Republicans that have votes right now. I've received campaign contributions from 3 different people that want to run for speaker, right? I mean, I've just received a campaign contribution from 3 different people that want to run for speaker. There's probably going to be 5. I think our governor, who I think is going to be Landry, is going to be elected, is going to say anybody but, you know. And I think so. Basically, we're all going to get in a room. If I'm elected, we're going to cast votes for a speaker.
They did that last time, Frog. They did that last time.
Okay,
it didn't work out, brother.
If my guy runs second, does that mean I have to vote for the guy that got the most votes? As long as I don't vote for somebody that crosses the aisle to get Democratic support, as long as we walk out of there
Let me tell you something, Frog.
Only Republicans voted for. Is that not what's important?
Frog, it is. But number two, I've seen it happen. This is Louisiana. People do it all the time. Clay Shakesnider went across, and I was doing it. Listen, hold on.
If I sign this paper.
You committed to being honest and sticking with the Republicans. That's all. You're giving your word.
You're
giving your word. It's like signing a marriage certificate. You signed a marriage certificate. You're giving your word. Let me tell you what I need you to do, because I got to go. Tell people how to get in touch with you. If they want to be involved in your election, it's Senate. It's House District 64. Tell people how to get in touch with you if they want to support you.
My phone number is 225-933-6456. My personal email is gtalbert2@cox.net. Campaign is garytalbert.org.
All right. Wish you the best, Frog.
Thank you,
Bob. All right. We got to take a break. More to come. The Moon Griffon Show. Don't go nowhere, folks. We're just cranking it up.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election Day is this Saturday, October 14th, and everyone has something on their ballot. So make sure to download the free, award-winning GoVote mobile app. Find your polling place, sign up for electronic notifications, and view your sample ballot. As a reminder, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday. For more information and to find out how we keep our elections safe and secure, visit geauxvote.com. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
Conservatives want to keep Nancy Landry's experience leading the Secretary of State's office. Currently the first Assistant Secretary of State, Republican Nancy Landry will be ready on day one and has a solid conservative voting record from her time in the state legislature. Our new Secretary of State must conduct the 2024 presidential elections immediately after taking office. Louisiana cannot afford someone who needs on-the-job training. Nancy Landry will be ready on day one to keep our elections safe and secure.
Paid for by Nancy Landry campaign.
Paid for by the Fleming campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana treasurer.
Hey, Boudreau.
Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. Rodney Shammerhorn joins us. He is running in District 24, and we want Rodney to win. Rodney is one of those conservative 19 that really counted, but they trying to throw somebody at him, too. Hey, Rodney, real quick, Representative Shammerhorn, you signed the pledge? I've been asking everybody this.
Yes,
we only got, you
signed yes,
that
sir.
Pledge? And why did you sign the pledge?
Hey, look, Moon, I lived through 4 years of a bad leadership in Baton Rouge. You know, we had opportunity after opportunity to change the way the state was going, and we got kind of threw under the bus whenever Clay went across the aisles. I don't know if everybody has looked at it, but Sherman Mack was the one that had actually got 2/3 of the vote of the Republican caucus, and whenever Clay walked across the aisles with the other 22, it changed the way Louisiana could do business. And Sherman Mack, They said he was a trial attorney. Well, he is. But if you look at his voting record, he vote right on down the line as a true conservative.
I think the pledge. So, I think the pledge is an absolute for somebody running it as a Republican.
I know it.
Shake Snyder. Clay Shake Snyder is the one did it with his buddies like Paula Pelosi Davis and the rest of them. But so it is important. Ronnie, talk a little bit about your race and where you're standing on this, because I know we only have a few minutes.
Yeah, look, Moon, they're coming after me with the last votes. You know, I'm a conservative. I didn't bust the spending cap, you know, and look, it's just part of standing up for what you believe. And I believe that my constituents are wanting to pay down debt and not being a good old boy in Baton Rouge. Look, they're hitting me on teachers. You know, I had a mail out that was sent out I'm not going to say it's my opponent. He says it wasn't him, but it was sent out, and it got in there. You know, I voted against teachers' pay raise. Look, teachers had three ways to get a permanent pay raise. We had it in the bill, and it was in the MFP that we never got to vote on because of leadership.
Yep.
But in the bill that we sent to the Senate side, they are the ones that did away with the permanent pay raise for the teacher. The Senate did. Not the House. Yep. The Senate did. They reduced it to 1 year. And, you know, I couldn't – and then they threw it down our throat, you know, at the last minute. And, you know, I could not vote to waste $2 billion. Not in the way –
Rodney, you did right. You did right. It's just the people in your area who are fine and good people need to realize what games were played by Clay Shake Snyder. What games were played by him and Blank Page Cortez and the unions and the trial lawyers. And that's why you and Alan Seaborn, Miguez and Valerie Hodges and the rest of them are all getting attacked. You're getting attacked by the people who don't care about your people. They only care about their pocketbooks.
Yeah, and what it is just straight out lies. You know, they said I was voted for a pay raise for myself. Look, I went to Greg there, our legislative attorney. You know, and I said, Greg, I want to do a bill, you know, to make every representative every year vote to accept this pay raise if it passes. He said, Rodney, it's no way it's going to pass. And it never even got it died in committee. Yep. You know, so but they got it that I voted for a pay raise for myself.
Oh,
look,
my God.
I would
what
do
a lie.
This job for nothing. I would do this job for nothing like I have done all the organization I have represented all my life. You know, I'd never received any kind of compensation, you know, from any of the organizations I've represented. So, I mean, that's how important it is for me as a businessman to try to change the direction that Louisiana has gone in the last century. I mean, it's the century. So, but yes, it's changes that we can get done that need to get done to change Louisiana, to make it more inviting, to keep our kids and bring in new industries. And our tax system is broke, and that's the first thing we have to address besides the insurance.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and you're right. And it's a shame y'all getting attacked. All the bad players that only worry about their money don't worry about the citizens in your district. All that negative, nasty stuff, they care about the money they can get from owning a politician. That's it.
Now look, they're also out there spreading the false word that, you know, I voted against all the projects that were coming in. You know, they was in the bill, House Bill 2 and 560 and everything else. But look, Moon, when you stop and look at what I voted against, you know, all our capital outlay has to be done by November 1. Sabine Parish, Provençal, Natchitoches Parish, and Vernon Parish had all their projects in. They were all moved to the Senate side. When it came back from the Senate side, every House member voted to reject them. They had 546 amendments from the Senate. Every House member voted to reject the Senate. It went into conference. In conference committee, I lost $6,400,000 to my northern side of my district. $6,400,000. Vernon Parish picked up another $2 million in projects that would be added later on. Now, look, I cannot vote for something whenever they're attacking my district and penalizing those in the north and another part is, you know, coming out ahead. I just can't do it. you know, not whenever all the paperwork was in on time and not extended.
Yeah, so. You look, Rodney, you run the race. You've done the job. That district would do themselves a really big favor keeping the guy who's done what he said he's going to do. I was at one of your fundraisers. The one thing people said about with you is they could trust you. They trust you. They trust what you say. And they believe that you, when you say it, you're there. And that's what we want in an elected official. You wanted the 19 to try to save the state from spending all this money we didn't need to spend. You stood up for those people.
You know, and look at our forecast. Look at our forecast, what they're predicting. You know, we're going to be going a half a billion dollars in debt shortfall next year. You know, how do we address spending all this money and doing away with a half-cent sales tax? I will not vote to extend the half-cent sales tax. I don't care what we have to do to redirect these different committees or different programs that we have going on. I mean, we have to get out of debt. And we have to change the way we're doing it. And taxing the people over and over and over just for some of these pet projects is unheard of.
No doubt about it. Rodney, you've been a great, great representative of the district. And I think that district understands who you are and what you've done. And they ought to be proud to reelect you as a representative in District 24. Thank you, sir. God bless.
See you tomorrow night.
All right. Yes, sir. All right. We'll take a break. More to come. Moon Show.
It's your last chance to win with Vantage Healthcare in the St. Francis Medical Center Foundation's Two Cars, Two Winners giveaway. When you buy your tickets, you go into a drawing for $2,500 from Vantage Healthcare. Get your tickets at all Washita Valley Federal Credit Union locations, Creed and Creed, Sparks Nissan Kia, Vantro Toyota, and St. Francis Medical Center's gift shop and community health center. Or pick them up online, stfran.com/cars. $50 gets you a chance to win $2,500 and a new Toyota 4Runner or Nissan Titan Pro. Support St. Francis Medical Center's women's, children's, and critical care services.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook. First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State.
Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
Show that's not immune to facts. The Dan Bongino Show here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station broadcasting from the Matthew James Financial Studio.
The show that's not immune to the facts, Dan Bongino.
We are your home for the Dan Bongino Show, News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette.
Hamas is threatening to kill hostages unless Israel stops airstrikes in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Among the kidnapped people and people went missing are my family members, my aunt, her daughter, my cousin, Doron, and her two young daughters.
Dory Roberts is hardly alone, praying to be reunited with loved ones. Nahar Netta heard his mother being abducted.
We're on the call with her as the terrorist barged into her home.
His mom, among four Americans missing, fear to be hostages. Outside the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby just told Fox,
"We can't confirm that Americans are in the pool of folks that are being held hostage by Hamas. We have to accept the grim possibility that that could turn out to be true."
And when President Biden speaks about the war in 2 hours, pledging support for Israel,
he will absolutely address those concerns, and he will make it clear that we have offered and will continue to offer hostage recovery assistance and expertise to the Israelis.
1,000 Israelis have been killed in Hamas's attacks, along with 11 Americans. More than 700 Palestinians are dead in Gaza. As Fox's Greg Palcott reports, Israel continues to bomb targets.
It's been an active front here. We're just about a mile and a half from the Gaza Strip here in Sderot, the town that has been a battleground between the Israeli military and the Hamas militants. And the Hamas militants are still very busy up in the air. We've had a couple rockets come over. We had the air raid sirens. We did not hear them intercepted.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich remains jailed in Russia as an accused spy after a court rejected his appeal.
The 31-year-old was seen ahead of the hearing standing inside a transparent box typically used to hold defendants there. His detention now extended until the end of November on an espionage charge he, his employer, and Washington reject, saying he was only doing his job as a journalist.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
Why are the world's central banks quietly yet aggressively amassing mountains of gold? Because they know a storm is brewing, the type we might witness only once in our lifetimes. They understand that America's vastly inflated currency doesn't have much life left. And when it finally dies, gold will be a bedrock of stability just as it has for thousands of years. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to do as central banks are doing. How? By diversifying your IRA or 401k into physical gold with Birch Gold Group. This will protect your savings from inflation, political instability, and economic crashes. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PROTECT to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text PROTECT to the number 989898. That's PROTECT to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. There's no obligation or
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News apps ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
Your code for this hour is 822. That's 822.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Weeknights from 9 to 10 here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us as we rock and roll. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. Hey, J&J Exterminator. Folks, I just highly recommend them. They just got so many great Louisiana companies that really battle and grow, and J&J has been one that's been growing for a long, long time. They love servicing their people. I love Mr. Bobby John's attitude. Mr. Bobby, I've talked to Mr. Bobby so much through the years. He said, Moon, if somebody complains, you have them call me. You have them call. Brandy was. He'd say, have them call me. I said, Mr. Why you want me to call you? Don't you? I got people to take care of because I want to know specifically what their problem is. Because whatever they got, we can improve on if we can help those people. He wants your business. They want your business. And they're a Louisiana company with Louisiana people working every day. There's nowhere in Louisiana they can't service. J&J Exterminator, it is the place you need to know. It is the company you need to work with. All right, let's jump gears. We will go now to, she is a representative. She's also a representative-elect for 4 more years in House District 51, which covers Houma, Thibodaux, and Morgan City. Ms. Beryl Amade. Beryl, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. Enjoying the little fall weather here.
Well, Beryl, I got to believe you're one of the happy people. You were one of the 19 that voted right. You vote right all the time. You also challenge them. But you got to be happy that you didn't have any competition because I'm sure they would be beating on you with the lies like I'm seeing against Alan Seaball and Blake Miguez and Horton and Valerie Hyde. And you go on and on, the lies. They would be beating on you pretty hard.
Oh, absolutely. I consider it a miracle of God that I don't have an opponent because I know that there were 4 different factions of good old boys that were looking actively for somebody that would run against me.
Yeah, the good old boy network could care less about your district and the people in it. They just care about their pocketbooks. That's just who they are.
Yeah. Yep.
But listen, you had to serve under Clay Schexnayder for 4 years. You were in that nightmare when he walked across the aisle after agreeing that whoever got the supermajority would be the speaker, walk across the aisle and literally hand Bel Edwards woke Democrats power so he could be speaker. That's who Clay Schexnayder is, but you probably know him a little bit deeper than that because you've had a deal with him, and he was petty with you.
Oh, yeah. That was the norm. Uh-huh. And I guess that was the first blatant sign of trouble was that you have a Republican who's running for Speaker of the House, but he can't get a majority of the Republican members of the House. I think we had about 67 members at the time. He only needed 53.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But just because I'm curious, Darryl, there's a pledge going out so that won't happen again by Mike Johnson. You sign that? You like the pledge? Tell me.
Honestly, I like the pledge in concept, but I'm hesitant to sign. But it's because of what I've been through. I feel like if I sign that pledge, and if somehow we hold our delegation meeting, but the majority who come are the rhinos, and then they stick a rhino up there, what if I know a conservative that I'd rather vote for?
I know, but you can get that either way. I just think the pledge is a lot better than going through what you went through last time. Because what you went through last time was hell, and Clay Schexnayder put hell on people like you.
Right.
I would honestly hope you'll sign.
I probably will. I'm just holding out because I want to be sure that the candidates we're going to have to choose from are candidates that I can agree with.
Yeah. Well, tell me what happened with Clay Schexnayder and how you were treated. Because, like, did he really take away your parking pass because he got mad at you? I mean, that's really big of him.
Well, he moved the parking spot to the farthest end of the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
It's petty, but I guess that's what a speaker does if he's trying to look for ways to punish people. But the irritating thing was he was punishing me for simply answering a constituent's question. That's all I did. A constituent sent me a message. She asked a question. I answered it, and then it somehow ends up with my name blanked out on social media, and another member saw it on social media and undid the editing to figure out that the lady was quoting me. And then he brought that to the speaker, and so the speaker called me in to scold me for that. And he said, you know, I'm going to have to remove you from the Pentagon. And I said, well, sir, you understand that I'm not even officially in the Pentagon. You didn't assign me a Pentagon apartment. I'm staying as a guest of two other members. And he said, yep. Well, he said, I'm going to have to put you out of the Pentagon, and if they refuse to keep you out, then I'll remove them too.
Oh, my God.
And I'm moving your parking spot.
Oh, my yep. God. All because of one little... what kind of childish can you... Because it was childish to walk across the aisle and get the Democrats to vote too.
Oh, yeah.
But you had to serve on him... 4 years, you know, I saw commercials, and I'm laughing at the commercials talking about honest integrity and Darryl talking about a man of his word. The one thing I heard was he was never a man of his word.
Well, not with me. While he was not yet elected as speaker, during the campaign time for speaker, I met with him three different times. If I pulled out a calendar, I can probably pinpoint the days that we met. I met with him three different times because I was meeting with all the speaker candidates, really. I was asking them, tell me, what is your vision? What is your plan? Why should I elect you as speaker? And so we had the same conversation three times. You know, after he got elected, he pretends the conversation never happened.
Lord, never happened?
Never happened. It's like we spoke three different times. One time was in a certain committee room downstairs, and I named for him where we were and what month it was and all that, and he said, nope, never happened. And it's like, wow.
How can you not remember talking to a constituent?
I think it's selective memory.
Yeah, I mean, a Speaker of the House talked to you, and it says, I never talked to you.
I mean,
God have mercy.
Three times.
Oh, my God. Three times. Well, you know, yep. I know who he is. I know what he did. And I know that people better wake up in his Secretary of State's race and make sure he's not there. You,
well, yes.
you went through the process of the budget process. You must have been, you know, you've been through four of them. And the thing I heard about you, Barron, you didn't tell me this. All your constituents told me is that you're very detailed. You actually read everything before you vote. You actually want to see what you're voting for. You actually read the bills and have questions. The budget process yes. must have drove you nuts.
Well, it did in a way. Fortunately, I was placed on the Appropriations Committee in my first term. And, of course, for my second term, I was punished by being removed from the Appropriations Committee because I didn't vote for the proper speaker. In my second term, it was so frustrating because when you're on appropriations, you're expected to be in the meeting and sit through all of those hearings where we have every department head and agency head coming before us and telling us about their budget. And that is the level of detail that I personally feel like I need to make a really good, solid vote on the budget. And in my second term, not having the opportunity to sit through all the budget hearings, I mean, I could have gone and attended, but when you're not on appropriations, you have other committees that meet at the same time. I mean, it was not practical for me to actually go and sit through all the hearings. And so I had to go visit with staff directly on my own and ask specific questions and ask them to print certain things out for me just so that I could feel like I'm making an informed vote when it came time to vote on the budget.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's very irritating.
It had to be. I mean, watching the budget process work out through Clay Shakespeare's lack of leadership, when you get a budget in, 3 minutes and 5 minutes and 1 minute, and they expect you to read them all and you need to vote for them, and if you don't vote for them, they take away projects out your district. You've had to go through that when you thought you might have competition, but you were going through that where you had people go down in your area and talk about we losing projects because Barron don't get along. It's nothing to do with getting along. You were doing what you promised your people.
Yes, and I was when I would every time the budget came before me, which you know it comes through the House, then it goes over to the Senate, and they mess it up and send it back, and then we have to argue. Every time the budget came before me, the first thing I was doing, especially with the capital outlay budget, was checking on all the projects that I had requested on behalf of my district, and each time that I saw the budget, the projects were there until the last day of session when the conference committee report came back. And it's that report that we only had 60 seconds to look at, and the bill was presented to us in 8 seconds flat. No questions were allowed, and we were expected to know what was in there. And there were pages and pages of amendments.
Yeah.
Nobody knew, realistically, knew what was in that when they voted.
Barron, my special guest, Representative Barron of District 51. But Barron, tell the truth, that's lack of leadership. Y'all had a 60 or 90-day session we just came through. 60?
Let's see. This year's session was the shorter session. So this would have been the 65 day.
So they had 60 days, and it gets down to 1 minute. Now, that's planned, and most of them do this.
That is planned.
They should take – I had somebody tell me this, and this is true. They should take and do all the budget stuff up front, and then y'all can negotiate everything else. And that way you don't have none of this. You don't have any of this, but they take 60 days. And look, out of those 60 days, I don't know if you know this, but you had about 30 to 35 of those days that y'all were let go not to have session.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was a fact. So Clay Shakespeare and Blank Page had more days off than they had work days, and yet we make to the last second. And then one of the things I want you to mention, I mean, am I wrong about that?
No, that's absolutely right. That's all controlled by leadership. And under the current leadership, it's all very political. It has nothing to do with the real priorities of the state or the needs of the districts. It's just political games.
Yeah. Let me take a break. Representative Amity will join. Stay with us. One more segment. House District 51. She's already been reelected, thank God. She's like a Miguel. She's like Alan Seaball. She's like a Dodie Hart. She's like a Valerie Hodges. Rick Edmonds, she's a tough conservative. Steps up, stands up. The type we need to change the state. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Shady Clay Schexnider wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook.
First, Shady Clay Schexnider got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnider raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnider budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnider to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State. Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight campaign.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple campaign.
If you
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us as we rock and roll. My friends at Dino Hardwoods, they're ready to roll, folks. Exceeding your needs since 2004. What a company. What a company. Hardwood lumber, Cypress, domestic. Hardwood lumber, import, exotic. They got all kind of exotic type lumber and imported lumber as well to go along with everything local and everything around the country. So, by the way, if you're looking for employment, Dino Hardwoods, always looking for a good employee. So you can contact them. Go to the website, DinoHardwoods.com. DinoHardwoods.com. Contact them. Let them know you're looking for a job. The products, they got great locations in Broussard, which is corporate, Shreveport, and now in Tyler, Texas. They're one of those companies that continue to grow big brand names to serve you each and every day. I'm just telling you, you owe it to yourself to get in touch with my friends at DinoHardwoods.com. Dino Hardwoods. Charles Altman does a great job. He knows what he's doing. You would love the work that Charles Altman is doing. Hey, Barry, real quick on a couple other items before I let you go. Barry Almaday, my special guest representative. You know, they tried to go after you for projects lost, but, you know, they didn't go after Senator Brett Eiland for projects lost. They let him just get out the way, blame you, and then he go help his son try to win a district that was designed for him. And that's the kind of stuff the good old boy network system does. What they do to people like you are very sincere, and you care about your people. You don't just care about a system and them making money.
Yes, and I think that drives them crazy that I actually do care about constituents and I do talk to the people. I remember not long after Clay became Speaker, he had started to call in small groups of just grassroots advocates. These are the mama bear types, the people who show up in committee and speak on bills and stuff. He'd call them into his office to threaten and intimidate and belittle them. And about the third meeting, the grassroots had caught on. What he would do is when they'd come in, he'd take away their cell phones so that if they walked out of that meeting and claimed something went on or something was said, it would just be a he said, she said match. Yeah. Well, somebody brought their cell phone in and didn't give it up and recorded the meeting. And after that meeting, when they released that recording, I didn't hear of any more meetings after that. So why would someone be so afraid of the people?
Oh, no doubt about it. I agree 100% with you. And you're right, Barrow. And I just remember when ILM, they're dogging you out and didn't bring it home. And all that was not true, because all they had to do, he sat on a, he was over there in the big committee, could have controlled that. So, but they blame you. And I'm telling you, the good old boy network is about their money. They could care less about the people. I know you. You're about the people.
Yes, and it shocks me to hear here in my home district, I don't know what Beryl was doing. She sure doesn't bring home any project money. Yeah. It's this year alone, even after they cut the three projects out at the last minute, there was still $70 million in projects coming to my district specifically, and $113 million in shared projects among neighboring districts.
Don't you think people saw through that?
Yeah, that was, it's just outright lies. And I guess some people believe if you run around telling lies long enough, it'll become true. But that's not how it works. And some of the other treatment that we saw, you had mentioned some of my favorite colleagues there when you were rattling off some names. When you're considering this man as a candidate for any particular office, one of the things to remember is, why was he specifically holding up bills of conservative women?
By the way, let me stop you. We're talking about Clay Shakesnyder, who's running for Secretary of State. He held up bills for women. He held up a lot of good bills, and people don't see that because they don't write about it.
Right. They don't write about it. They don't score it. You know, the different organizations, they only score the bills that passed. So there were so many bills, so many good bills, that sometimes never got scheduled in committee. Sometimes made it out of committee and came to the floor. But over the last 4 years, he would hold them up. He would let the clock run out. There were a number of bills. I remember sitting with Valerie Hodges telling her, go and ask him. We still have so many hours. And she'd go and ask, and he would sometimes make promises. Yeah, it'll come up. But he'd never bring it up. He knew he was running out the clock. Yeah. So why pick on the women? Why pick on the conservative women specifically?
Yeah,
that's
no,
just not a good way to do business there.
Yeah, no integrity. None of the things his commercials saying, not a man of his word. But you know what makes me mad? Lobbyists gave him all that money so he can run for this office. Lobbyists have hurt us, but this guy would have even a chance for being Secretary of State. By the way, let's not forget he gave $1 million to every Democrat to vote for his bad budget that nobody read. $1 million to the Democrats, yet goes after conservatives. If you're a Republican, you're real conservative, you can't vote Clay Shakesnyder. You're really looking in the mirror. You're fooling. You're being a fool about it if you think that's a conservative.
Yeah. He was mentored by his next door neighbor Edwin Edwards in the old Huey Long style of politics, and the one promise he did keep was one that he made early on, right after being elected speaker, when someone asked him, "So you're coming in with a big Republican majority? Are things finally going to change around here?" And he said, "No, not on my watch."
No, he's not. Clay Shakesnyder epitomizes what's wrong with this state. He epitomizes what's wrong with this state. And that's the problem. Beryl, you've been great. Thank you so much. I'm glad you won. I'm hoping you're helping some of your colleagues that are really taking it on the chin from the lies of the left and the good old boy network.
Yes. I'm sending out a couple more endorsements today.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Anyway, I'll let you go. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good on way, folks. Just cranked up. Rolling. We'll be right back. Folks, discover Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Raging Cajun Foods' delicious line of seasoned dinners. Beans, black-eyed peas, roux, Creole sauce, seasonings, rubs, and even sweet jalapeno relish and spicy pickles. Raging Cajun's authentic recipes have been secretly crafted in the heart of Acadiana for over 38 years. Ask for Raging Cajun at all your favorite grocery stores today. Raging Cajun, original Cajun seasoning. Folks, ask him for that Raging Cajun.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple campaign.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight campaign.
Conservatives want to keep Nancy Landry's experience leading the Secretary of State's office. Currently the first Assistant Secretary of State, Republican Nancy Landry will be ready on day one and has a solid conservative voting record from her time in the state legislature. Our new Secretary of State must conduct the 2024 presidential elections immediately after taking office. Louisiana cannot afford someone who needs on-the-job training. Nancy Landry will be ready on day one to keep our elections safe and secure.
Paid for by Nancy Landry campaign.
The IRS.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Online at MatthewJames.com.
How these people get your number? Gotta quit enjoying life so much, man. Just too good. 844-766-6607, Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. Got an open line for you, folks. 844-766-6607. You can email me, moon at moongriffon.com. Hey, folks. Thanks to Schumacher Homes, brand new Virtual 2, your home in 3D, customizing it popular. Charleston has never been simpler. That's right. Schumacher Homes now, billing your homes, folks, right there for you to look at in 3D. You can get a better take on your home. Check out SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You can explore the plan like never before. You can feel like you're directly in the room with all the moves you need to make. And by the way, this is your custom home. Not only can you browse the library of selections and options, but you can also explore common customization like fireplace and ceiling heights. Hey, is that not cool? Is that not a new way to build a home? Wish they'd have had all this when I was coming up and building a home, because I'd have loved to have had it. Explore Schumacher's model homes to discover the ideal floor plan and interior design for you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. The real deal, and they're building homes in Louisiana. All righty. So, and I appreciate Beryl Amity. There's so much about this in the Secretary of State that, you know, people are watching commercials and thinking all this stuff is true, and it's a lie. And I'm just telling you, folks, you got to have somebody in the Secretary of State's office you can trust. If you could trust somebody who knifed every Republican in the state to go across to give Bill Edwards the power, to give the Democrats the power, give away committee chairs, that's what Clay Shakesnotta did. Now, look, he had 22 other buddies. Cocktail Cousins going in as a senator. My senator, for God's sakes. Bogus Bo Boyer's running. I wouldn't vote for him. He's running against a Democrat. I don't give a rat's rear who he's running against. I wouldn't vote in an election. Me. I didn't say you. He would never win. If Clay Shakesnotta makes the runoff, he could be the most woke Democrat ever live. He ain't getting my vote. He don't need to make the runoff. It's the worst possible scenario. Two Democrats. The only worst scenario, two Democrats, is a Democrat with Clay Shakesnotta. Folks, I've just been honest with y'all up front with you. I never met the man. Everything he did that I was told for 4 years is a lie, distrust. He's the reason why you had panic on the budget. He's the reason why it happened. You know, they passed hardly anything out of the House when it came to reforming education and watching the woke education standards. Very few. He stopped a lot of that. And you heard Beryl Amity say, every good bill, when it was a woman especially, a lady, when it was Beryl or Valerie or Doty or someone like that. Man, Clay Shakesnyder love stopping women from getting stuff through. He shut down so much legislation. But worse than that, he knifed us in the back. How can somebody like, and look, he was running for lieutenant governor. Remember, Brandon? Billy Nungesser was running for governor. He was running for lieutenant governor. Well, that fell through. Billy said, I'm going to run for lieutenant governor. So he went down to Ascension Parish, said, I'll be the parish president. He wasn't going to win that, so he didn't run there. Somebody heard the treasurer might come over. He's going to run for the treasurer. He didn't run for that. Finally, Kyle Ondoin decided not to run. They said, hey, we got something you can run for. And the thing that frustrates me is the lobbyists that actually gave him money to get what they wanted. You see, that's how it works in the real world. In the real world. What happens is Clay Shakesnyder stopped the things he wanted to stop, helped pass the things he wanted to pass, because he got the money he wanted as a Speaker of the House to run for this office. And it's lobbyists in this state. Lobbyists contributed to his campaign. Lobbyists gave him this money. And some of the fraud squad members. He wouldn't have had any money. He had no place to run. I don't even know if he has a job outside what he does now. He's looking for a job, and he wants to live on our taxpayers, and I don't trust him, and you shouldn't either. Somebody text me, looks like early voting movement Republican. I told y'all yesterday, Republicans were up about 4% in early voting through the whole process compared to 2019. Democrats were down like 2 to 3%. White vote is up, black vote is down. The Democrats have nothing to run for. They have nothing to run on. That's exactly what's going on in this place. You know, there's great pieces on the hayride. You can go read about a lot of these elections, and especially about the Secretary of State. Okay? Matter of fact, Shakesnyder says a massive concern. The other outcome is Clay Shakesnyder, a corrupt rhino who spent 4 years cutting deals with Democrats instead of fighting for our people, might get into the runoff against one of the Democrats. I'm almost blown away that he has 1%. Blown away. That man could have 1% as bad as he was. And he was bad. And he's a rhino. And he cut deals with the Democrats the whole time. That's why we didn't move to state for it. You heard Burl Amity ask him about him being speaker. Or things going to change. Not on my watch. I'm going to do what my next door neighbor taught me, Edwin Edwards. It's amazing. I'm just amazing. Shakesnyder lines up more with Bill Edwards than he does, and Edwin Edwards than he does Republicans and conservatives. Folks, let me just tell you again, you're head of the Secretary of State's race. Your job is over. You are over election process. This guy bought all the Democrats, black Democrats, with $1 million gift. As he was beating bills that Blake Miguez and Dodie Horton and Alan Seaball and Beryl Amity and everybody else was trying to pass, he was beating them back. But he cut a deal with the woke Democrats and gave them $1 million piece on this budget that blew up in everybody's face, and he wanted them to pass the budget. And 19 said, I'm not passing it until I read it. And Clay Shakesnyder run that son of a gun through that, and nobody still knows what's in the budget. That's who you want to be Secretary of State? A deal maker with the Democrats? A deal cutter? Man, if we do that, how dumb can we get? And I said we, including myself. Since 2019, 9,000 more registered Democrats cast ballots than registered Republicans. Democrats outvoted Republicans in early voting. Okay? In contrast, this year, this the one that just finished Saturday, Republicans beat Democrats by 15,000. That's a 20, for you people in Balkanville, that's a 24,000 vote swing, 154 to 139, according to the Secretary of State data. Now, if Clay was Secretary of State, he might change the numbers on you. If Clay was Secretary of State, he might just flat out lie to you about the numbers, because that's who he is. unbelievable. All right, one call, Brandon. We got to take a break. Carlos and Manny, go.
Yeah, thank you, Moon. Hey, I'd like to talk about that Secretary of State. I think we need to put that Landry lady in there. What do you think about that?
And Nancy's the one, and I said this the other day, Nancy's the one that's come on. She has. I'm just being blunt about the race. You know, Mike Franson's got votes. Troskal has got a few votes, too. But Nancy is the one that really has came on. So, I don't know, man. Look, I know this. I'd vote for anybody on that list before Clay Shakesnyder, because if he got in a runoff, I ain't voting for that guy. I ain't voting for a guy who absolutely helped destroy the state, who has no leadership ability. He has no leadership ability whatsoever. But he knows how to cut a deal with the Democrats. He's been doing it now for 4 years. He don't care who he make a deal with. He don't care. So anyway, you got to vote your conscience like I had to vote mine. It's going to be an interesting race, but I hope people are going to vote in the secretary's race to make sure if nothing else, Clay Shakesnyder is nowhere near the button, because he'll cut a deal with the left as quick, because he's already proven that's who he is. Let me take a break. Appreciate it, Carlos. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax Welfare Hotline. Well, Tax and Wealth Hotline. We'll be right back.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election Day is this Saturday, October 14th, and everyone has something on their ballot. So make sure to download the free, award-winning GoVote mobile app. Find your polling place, sign up for electronic notifications, and view your sample ballot. As a reminder, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday. For more information and to find out how we keep our elections safe and secure, visit geauxvote.com. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
This is Insurance Commissioner-elect Tim Temple. First, I want to say thank you. I'm incredibly honored to be entrusted with this job. We have a lot of work to do, and while I don't take office officially until January, I'm already going to work for you. We've set up a transition team, and we're interested in hearing your thoughts to improve insurance. You can visit templeforlouisiana.com to engage with us and give us your input. Together, we will tackle the insurance crisis and make Louisiana better.
Paid for by the Tim Temple Campaign.
I'm Scott McKnight. I was always taught to serve others. Before serving in the legislature, I served our community as a reserve deputy with the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. In my 25 years in the financial sector, I served my clients by helping them manage and protect billions of dollars in assets. I'm ready to serve as state treasurer to face a new generation of problems. Hackers, central bank digital currency, and activist corporations. It's time for a new generation of leaders to protect Louisiana taxpayers and Louisiana's future. Paid for by the Scott McKnight Campaign.
I'm Mike Francis, and I'm running for Secretary of State. I'm going to work as hard for you as I did with the great people that helped me build a leading energy business. We worked together as a team, and we got the job done. In Louisiana, we don't run from the challenges in front of us. We roll up our sleeves, and we get the job done. I believe in you, and together, we can move Louisiana forward. Vote for Mike Francis for Secretary of State. Paid for by friends of Mike Francis.
For electrical.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Hey, folks. It is October. It is voting time. It is also breast cancer month. And Stein's having a big deal. If you buy the pink bucket, you know, they're the green bucket. If you buy the pink bucket, though, it's $4.99 every penny. When you go in there and buy some, use the bucket, carry around, get your stuff. Buy the bucket. Every penny for the bucket goes to help fight breast cancer. I mean, Stein's always been a great community, a great state company, and they still are. You're looking for anything in the home improvement business, appliance, or building materials, they have it. Now, if you go to steinhome.com, they're having all kind of sales. There's brochures dealing with appliances, fall equipment, floors, paint, everything you need is at Stein. It is so much more than just a lumber place now. It really is. It's got so much more. If you right now is the time, but what do they do, Brandon? They plant mums. You know, my bride does all that. It's a perfect time to go buy your plants and stuff now and get everything you need for that plant to grow and do well.
Well, my wife would tell you I ain't no gardener either, so.
No. I'll let my bride do that, but I'll get out there a little bit with her. Yeah. But anyway, Stein, a better way, drive through lumber yard now. You can drive through with your trailer, your truck. Say, here's what I need. They get it. They load it. You pay. You drive out. It's pretty. It's really a cool business right here in the great state of Louisiana. By the way, I had somebody called, said he knew Ned White and knew Stuart Cathy, and he thought Ned White was lying. Look, that's a tough race. You guys are gonna have to figure out who's the good guy and the bad guy. Okay. I'm just telling y'all, y'all got to figure that stuff out. You got to figure out because, you know, what somebody mentioned gambling. Yep. Ned White gambling. Stuart Cathy voted for 24 gambling bills. Donald Trump, was he ever in gambling? See what I'm saying? I go on and on with this. You got to figure out who you think's going to, who's going to best represent y'all. Okay. Y'all going to have to decide that. Who's going to best represent y'all? I know Cathy, and I know what Cathy did. I know he was a blank page Cortez sycophant. And that bothers me. It did bother me. It has bothered me. But you guys got to figure out that one. Had somebody call me. They don't like neither of them. I'm getting a lot of calls out of the Monroe area. People know I lived there for a long time. But you guys have got to figure that out. And it's not easy sometimes. I didn't say it was always easy because it's not. One other thing on the voting totals. Let's see. 2019 early voting, 97,999 black votes who often vote Democrat. This time, 90,118, a drop of 8% in a black vote. So the black vote's down 8%. I'm just telling you folks, are you gonna go vote? Does it matter? Do you care enough? Do you care enough? That's the big question. Do you care enough to, you gotta take the time to figure this stuff out. It can't be me telling everybody what to do. Although deep down I want to. You know what I'm saying? Deep down, I want to tell you how to vote every election. I do. I just don't feel like that's my job. I've gotten involved in a number of races around the state. That was only to help people decide how to vote. I know the bad players. I can go in any of these districts and find the bad players. And when I find the bad players, I know who not to vote for. It doesn't mean the other candidate's going to be 100% perfect because they're not, but I know the bad players in this state. I know a lot of them in communities, and you got to get away from them. You can't, if you'll take the good old boy network and everybody in every little parish or city or town, they know who they are, and you go out and beat them, you're going to lay them on their rear end. They ain't going to know what hit them. Can't do that for everybody. I wish I could. I lose a lot because the system is so hard to beat. But the system is what's driving our kids out of here, driving businesses out of here, and making us the laughing stock of the country. We got a chance. I say we got a chance if we elect the right people. All right, got to take a break. Some of you will be leaving us. The rest of you, stick around. Also, you can check us out at moongraphone.com. Listen live for another hour. We'll take a break.
I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. When I took office, I promised to work hard and open our doors to the world. And boy, did we ever. 5 record-breaking years in tourism. In 1 year, over 53 million people visited Louisiana. They left behind $1.9 billion in taxes you and I didn't have to pay, saving us over $1,100 per Louisiana family. When we took office, 7 state parks were slated to close for lack of funding. Not only did we keep them open, but several are making a profit. When have you ever heard of a state agency making a profit? I see a day when all of our parks will make a profit for Louisiana. There's nothing I won't get involved in to make Louisiana better. Keep Louisiana Beautiful was moved under my office. This year, we had our largest cleanup ever with over 580 teams in all 64 parishes. I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser asking for your vote so I can continue to work hard for all of Louisiana. We have so much more to do, and we're just getting started. Paid for by friends of Billy Nungesser.
Folks, you know, I've been telling y'all about Nicole Spellman Group and how great they are. You can say goodbye to the guesswork. You can say goodbye to it. Why? Why are you asking that? Because Nicole has a home value estimator. A home value estimator. It's a game changer for sellers. Go to NicoleSpellmanGroup.com. Right on the homepage, under sellers, click on what's my home value. You enter your address. It's real simple. Find out what your home's worth. Everybody wants to know what your home's worth. You can do it in 30 seconds. That's why Nicole Spellman is the best. They can do it quickly, timely, and I tell you something else, they do it professionally. Hey, that's why I trust the number one team serving the entire state of Louisiana, the Nicole Spellman Group, to sell my home. By the way, Nicole Spellman is a U.S. Army veteran. You say, what does that got to do with it? She knows how to serve. She knows how to serve the people in the United States. Guess what? She knows how to serve you. Go to NicoleSpellmanGroup.com, NicoleSpellmanGroup.com, or just Google Nicole Spellman Group. This is the person to do it. This is the group to do it.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like, move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize a future of family, community, and prosperity, not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
Shady Clay Schexnyder wants to be Louisiana's next Secretary of State. Well, there are a few significant problems with that we really can't afford to overlook. First, Shady Clay Schexnyder got elected House Speaker by cutting a dirty deal with House Democrats. You know, he's one of those politicians who doesn't seem to be rooted in what he believes in, right? But rather, what he believes will get him the most power. Then, as Speaker, Shady Clay Schexnyder raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now conveniently funding his Secretary of State campaign. Yes, you heard that right. He raised nearly $1 million special interest dollars that are now funding his Secretary of State campaign. I would encourage you to search the phrase Clay Schexnyder budget controversy to learn more. But look, it's clear that we can't trust Shady Clay Schexnyder to defend our state's election integrity from big spending out-of-state fraudsters. And these are just a few reasons that the Louisiana Integrity PAC is endorsing conservative Republican Nancy Landry for Secretary of State.
Paid for by Louisiana Integrity PAC.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
Show that's not immune to facts, the Dan Bongino Show, here on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.